A search and rescue mission remains underway after a parking garage partially collapsed in the Grays Ferry community of Philadelphia on Wednesday. One person was killed. Two people remain missing, and a witness told our news partner 6ABC the structure was seen collapsing floor by floor. Officials said they have not been able to communicate with the missing victims. During a press conference last night, Mayor Parker spoke about the dangers the structure presents to first responders under the leadership of Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson.
This is a very, very complex process, and Commissioner Thompson and others are working very hard to determine that the garage structure is stable enough for the first responders and firefighters to actually enter it.
The 7-level parking garage was under construction for the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. There are detours around the site at 3000 Grays Ferry Avenue this morning. Hundreds came out to a town hall meeting in East Falls in Philadelphia on Wednesday to voice frustration with Mayor Parker's $7 billion proposed budget. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
The first neighborhood budget hearing brought people such as Crystal Tan Roberts of West Philadelphia, who spoke out about inadequate school funding and concerns over proposed new property assessments for Philadelphia homeowners.
If you keep pushing us out because increased assessments, but yet you give these developers all the breaks, what are you doing for your citizens?
Council President Kenyatta Johnson says this is all part of the budget process.
We just want to make sure that we have tax relief for homeowners here in the city of Philadelphia, so we're going to be taking a deeper dive and looking at any type of assessments that will increase property taxes. We want to make sure that the homeowners are protected, so that is something I'm very concerned about.
The mayor's proposed tax on rideshare services was also discussed. That money would be used to help fund the school district. There was also discussion about a possible retail delivery tax to help create a pothole squad. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
At Philadelphia International Airport, all TSA checkpoints and terminals are open and ICE agents are apparently leaving. Our news partner 6ABC reports the airport's interim CEO announced during a city council budget meeting on Wednesday the agents would be gone by today. The Trump administration deployed the agents to Philadelphia International Airport and 13 other airports across the country last month to assist during the TSA staffing shortage caused by the partial government shutdown. In sports, the Giants definitely shut down the Phillies 5-0 Thursday. Nothing happening for the Phils bats. The Phils are off today. They start a weekend set in South Philadelphia with the Diamondbacks that begins tomorrow. The Flyers are out to play the Red Wings tonight. The 76ers are visiting the Rockets. The forecast, it's sunny right now in Philadelphia, along with 42 degrees. We're headed up to 60 today. We'll call it a partly cloudy day overall in the city of Philly.